You're listening to the Mosaic Podcast, brought to you by Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. Each episode of this podcast will offer you excerpts from the Mosaic TV news magazine, which airs Sunday from January to April in the Palm Beaches. Mosaic explores the most pressing issues facing the Jewish community here at home and around the world. And now, here's your host, Susan Shulman Pertnoy.
Joining us today is Federation's newest shlicha, Chani Kolan. Chani, welcome to Mosaic.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Great to meet you. Also with us is Federation's Vice President of Jewish Education, Peter Eckstein. Peter, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Nice to see you again.
Same here. Let's start with you. First of all, what is a shlicha and what is the role that one plays?
Okay, a shlicha is, in English, Israel emissary. What Chani does is she brings her Israel to our community. What that means is she presents Israel education opportunities, engagement, viewpoints about Israel, Israeli culture, what a regular Israeli feels like and thinks about, and she brings that to our community so that we have a taste of what Israel is all about.
And why do we bring her here, them
here? Because Israel is on the other side of the pond. And we want to build these connections between our Jewish community and the broader community with the Jewish and non-Jewish community in Israel. So Israel sends these emissaries. We've had emissaries in our community for at least 20, 25 years. And they represent Israel here. And they enrich our Jewish lives by being here.
So Chani, where are you from exactly in Israel? Tell us about your upbringing.
I grew up north in Israel in a tiny community called Eshchar that I joke that even Israelis don't know exist. And it's a community of religious and non-religious people who decide to come and live together and be part of a community, everyone together. I grew up in a family that both my parents made Aliyah. They immigrated to Israel when they were young. My dad from the United States, he was born in Brooklyn, and my mother from England.
Well, that's why your English is so good. I was curious.
So even actually they would speak English to me and I would answer in Hebrew because all of my friends around me spoke Hebrew. So it's not perfect, but yeah, I did have English here. I heard English while growing up. And in my family, so my parents, both of them are modern Orthodox, I would say. So I grew up in that kind of a religious house and also went to formal modern Orthodox schools. And I would say also in my house, the word Zionism was never really said. They didn't directly educate to do that, but just being parents who chose to move to Israel, be part of the army or different communal service, and the atmosphere I grew up was loving the country, and that's something I got from them, and I thank them until this day for now.
That's a beautiful thing. Were you in the army?
Yes, I was a profiler in a recruiting base. That means I conducted interviews and all kinds of tests to people before they went into the army to determine where they can go. So that means that when you're in your recruiting base, you meet all of Am Yisrael. Everyone comes to you, and that's a lovely thing that I learned, just to get to know people, different groups in the country, and also to help people be part of the army and to go to get to where they want to go to.
So that brings me to my next question. Why did you want to become a shliach?
I believe it's a lot for my family. Like I mentioned, my parents love Israel, and that's something I grew up with. And it's not only that, but throughout all of my years, I remember how it was important for them to maintain the good connections they have with their family outside of Israel, if it's from England or the United States or even other places. And I grew up with the feeling of not only Israel is important, but also the Jewish family all over the world. And that connection is something that it's really important for me, and if I can help make it stronger, that's an honor for me to do that.
Do you have to go through courses in order to qualify, or you just sign up?
Yes, so you first sign up, and then you have all kinds of tests and group dynamics and interviews and just making sure a person can be a shaliach and it comes from the right reasons and they're capable of also just getting up and moving to a different continent for a few years and having their independent life there too. And after you get accepted to be a shaliach or shlicha, you also have a process of matching you to a community, because not all communities are alike, of course. So it's a long process, but it's worth it.
So how long have you been in this community?
I've been here for over 4 months.
Over 4 months. Tell us about a fun experience you've had so far.
I love when people just call me up and they're like, hey, do you want to join us for a hike? Hey, we're going to a play. Do you want to come? What are you doing for dinner? Join us. And I love those just times where I spend my time with other families and I get to know them not only in the places I go to, the, like schools or synagogue, but in their home and experience their life together with them.
Peter, what type of support does our Federation give Hani and the other emissaries to make sure that they have a good experience?
First of all, we find a place for them to live, and we try to find the best and most secure type of place. Where Hani lives is very secure, and it's also a very nice place that she's living in. I want to take her job because it was such a nice apartment. It was great. And we introduce her to a lot of different types of people. We facilitate her visiting the synagogues, but we also recognize that she's away from home. So we set up host families that are supposed to like take her under her wing, their wing, and we just provide an infrastructure and a social structure for her to fit into as she builds her own life here.
Hani, have you ever been to the States before?
I have been, actually, less than a week after I finished the Army. I was on a flight to New York, and I've been traveling the States for 4 months. But this is my first time really living here, and it's a whole different experience.
Of course it is, of course. So this is a fabulous community. I'm sure you're going to enjoy all of your experiences. Mm-hmm. What type of programs do you have planned for her?
What Hani does, as all the other shlichim have done in the past, is they connect with she's connected with all the synagogues. Every Friday night she's at a different synagogue. She is also doing a lot of work with young adults, which became a priority for us in the last year or so, when we realized that there are a lot more young adults in our community than we thought. This came out of the 2018 population study. So one of the things she focuses on is young adult engagement.
Peter, let's pick up on that after we take a quick break. We'll be right back after this brief message. Coming up, we'll hear more from Hani Kalan.
Mosaic is brought to you through the dedication of generous corporate sponsors who fuel the work of Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. We thank American Commercial Realty, Appleby Utifrend Wealth Management, Raymond Motor Cars, Bruce Gendelman Insurance Services, Commodore, Singer, Baseman, and Braun Attorneys, First Republic Bank, Rogers Design Group, and Shapiro Pertnoy Companies.
We're back with Peter and Hani talking about young adult engagement. So tell us more about that.
So that became a priority of ours in the past year or so. During the pandemic, there wasn't much we can do about it because we were in the middle of the pandemic. But as we're hopefully exiting that period of time, people are going out. People are beginning to try to get back to living their lives. And we have seen that so many people have moved to our community. And I think you can speak to this, the amount of people who are new in our area that you've met.
Yes. So this is something I've been told even before coming to Palm Beach, that I would be in having events for young adults and trying to engage them as much as possible. So since the beginning here, I've been like collecting young adults to my Facebook and Instagram, so whenever we have something, I can share it with them.
Can you give us an example of what you've been doing with them?
Sure. So we had an event for Hanukkah that we made it part of the Federation's event at Rosemary Square, because we, of course, want the young adults to understand they have a bigger family here that is here for them. So we took part in the main event, but also had our own thing, and we had a few social games we played so they can get to know one another. We had dinner together and, of course, talked about Hanukkah and what it means for us to be Jews here and the relation to Hanukkah. And we also had an event for MLK Day where we talked about Jewish and Black relationships and the civil rights movements.
That's very current right now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you had great participation.
It was a fascinating event and really meaningful, and we do hope to even take it to the next level with some sort of action, not only to sit and talk, but also to do something that's more than that, which we're thinking of maybe the Good Deeds Day.
What is the Good Deeds Day?
Good Deeds Day happens in April, and it's a day that is dedicated to doing good things in the community. So we have a bunch of places people can sign up and volunteer. So we want to do also something for young adults and have maybe something around interfaith or different partnerships that we're working on right now. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Peter, why do you think it's so important to engage the community at large right now?
Because there is an inherent connection between the Jewish people and Israel. We're all one. It's an old cliche from years ago, but it's true. And so it's really important for American Jews to connect to Israelis, not in terms of politics, not in terms of ideologies, but in terms of people to people, which is why a lot of the activities that we do relate to our partnership region in northern Israel, Tzfat, Chatzor, and Rosh Pina. And so what we're trying to do is build those personal connections. And we think that's a good way of engaging Americans with Israel.
And how about non-Jews with Israel?
Well, the Martin Luther King program involved people from Palm Beach Atlantic, for example, which is a Christian school. So we do engage them as well.
Are you doing any programs in the public schools?
Yes. Before the pandemic, it's funny how life is before the pandemic
I know,
and after the pandemic.
Great.
Before the pandemic, we brought the photographer Erez Kaganovich to the community. You interviewed him.
Yes, I did.
And he has, since then, been speaking in schools via Zoom, classrooms, talking about, well, he had an exhibit that we brought last year, Humans of the Holocaust. And so he's been talking about these photographs and lessons from the Holocaust in a lot of different public schools in the area. And he is coming in real life with his new exhibit, Humans of Israel, this May for Israel Independence Day and Israel Days. And he and Marla Topiel, our director of adult engagement and adult education and Israel engagement, is arranging for him to go into the schools as well. So we are working with the schools to show them through art.
Beautiful.
Israel, the real Israel.
That's really terrific. Chani, what do you plan to accomplish? What's your goal for being here?
I think the main goal is to keep on strengthening the connection, and not only that the Jewish community here will know Israel is their homeland, but they would feel it too, and they would find their own personal connection, because there's so many ways you can connect. I also believe people, the relationships between us are a huge factor, and some people are more interested in politics, some in science, some in nature, and Israel has so much to offer.
And culinary, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yes. We are going to talk with Jesse Rosen, the CEO of the Mandel JCC, mm-hmm. About programs that you're collaborating on. Can you talk about any of them?
Of course. So I go both to the JCC in Boynton Beach and in Palm Beach Gardens to take part in the aftercare program they have there. So I meet with four groups each time I come, and we talk about Israel, and the kids learn about the nature in Israel, the people that live in Israel, and just play fun Israeli games. So in every game I make sure they learn a few more words in Hebrew. And I have a great time there. And it's lovely seeing how the kids there learn more about Israel. And of course, the JCCs have Jews and non-Jews. So yes. It's also fascinating to see how people who maybe have thought they'll never have a connection to Israel are learning more things about it. And it's great to see also the counselors there, that they learn new things and they never expected.
Well, the more people that are engaged with Israel, the more buy-in everybody will have and the more connection, which will make them a little bit more tolerant of what who and what we are and what we represent, which is very important. Mm-hmm. Hani, what type of differences do you see between Israelis and Americans?
Oh, good question. So we do perceive time differently. In Israel, I would say things, you know, when you say a certain time that an event starts, then in Israel, it's a recommendation. And here, it happens. So that's fascinating.
That's funny.
But on a bit of a more serious note, in the Jewish life, I feel that here, if we talk about being Jewish, there's a more of a spectrum that's really fluid. And in Israel, there is a spectrum, but it's more in groups. So if you relate to a group, you take upon yourself everything that group does. And I see the positive in both ways. And it's fascinating to take part here in the different spectrum. And like Peter mentioned, every Friday I go to a different synagogue in this community. So I get to experience everything and I love it.
It's very enriching, I would imagine, for you.
For sure.
Peter, what kind of feedback have you received when you have programs with Hani?
So what people meet her, or any of the shlichim that we've had in the past, and the fact that they're meeting this person from Israel has changed them. The idea of, like, I didn't know that you could go skiing in the Hermon, for example, I'm just making that up, but the idea is that they interact with Hani or other shlichim, and they get a sense of an Israel they never knew because they only see Israel from the news. When we do Israel programming, such as the photography that we've done in the past, people, again, see a side of Israel that they didn't know. They don't understand the diversity that defines what Israel is. They don't see that there are so similarities between cultures that enrich these cultures and enrich the country. So what we're doing is we're showing different sides of Israel, and it does impact people. In the school district, we have received feedback from students saying how wonderful what they've learned and how wonderful what it is that they've learned.
It's fabulous, because that's the human element is
exactly
what you're talking about, that component, which is so important to bring and touch and feel it.
That's exactly that is the underlying, that's the foundation of what we do, is building those person-to-person connections.
We'll keep doing it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Joining us now is President and CEO of the Mandel JCC, Jesse Rosen. Jesse, it's a pleasure to welcome you back to Mosaic.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
We've been talking with Peter Eckstein and Hani Kalan about Israel engagement and how important it is. Why is it so important to the JCC?
We are really far from Israel, thousands of miles away, and for us to be able to find ways like Hani and programs that she participates in to bring Israel to our community is absolutely part of our mission.
And what ways are you doing this?
We try in lots of creative ways. You know, it's been challenging during COVID, you know, when you can't just easily get on a plane and jump over, as so many in our community do. But, you know, Hani comes for a whole year or two to be all over the community, and she comes into our JCC, works primarily with after-school kids and preschool kids. In the summers, we invite young teenagers, older teenagers, to come after their, I think, first Army year. They'll come to us for the summer, and they'll serve as camp counselors.
How do you choose them?
So the Jewish Agency does an interview process, and we say, yes, we can take them, we can house them, we'll take care of these folks. And then we interview them, and they come to us for the whole summer.
You also have many programs for older adults. How do you bring Israel to the equation?
So we try hard to find ways to engage our more mature population with Israel. We've been able to, during COVID, do some video tours and video presentations back with Israel. And then Hani will come and she'll talk to any group that'll listen about Israel and the magic of the land.
What is the Shin Shanim program?
So the Shin Shanim program is between your last year of high school and your first year in the Army. They'll volunteer Israeli boys and girls or men and women to come all over the world to be an emissary, mostly to the younger population. So Palm Beach is going to have Shin Shanim this fall that will come, I believe, in August and stay through the whole school year. And they'll spend time in day schools, they'll spend time in some public schools, they'll spend time in synagogues, and a lot of time with our kids at the JCC.
That sounds like a really special program because they're young and they can relate to the kids more.
What's really great is the intensity of the relationship because they become part of the fabric of our community for that year. In the community I was in previously, they had 40 years of Shin Shanim and Shlichim, the emissaries, who would come back for weddings and people would go to Israel for their wedding. And they really, it's more than just a staff member. They really become part of families. They do homestays where they give an opportunity for families to get to know an Israeli intimately by having them live with them for part of the year.
Oh, that sounds amazing. If you had the opportunity, what would you do to implement a special program?
You know, I think one of my goals for us at the JCC is twofold. I want to get more people to Israel. And I think building an Israeli identity and a better understanding of what Israel's about to both our Jewish and non-Jewish customers and members is really important. And building an interest in Israel among our staff, lots of JCCs take staff trips where you bring your staff to see what it really means. You know, we're JCC, and a big part of the J is Israel.
And what about the Maccabi Games?
So in the summer, the JCC Maccabi Games is a program where teens go and compete through sports, but it's really a teen engagement program, and they compete against Israel. An Israeli delegation goes, and then every few years they do a games in Israel where U.S. kids and older teens can go compete there. So it's just all about different connecting points that really make it easy to find ways to connect.
Our federation has a partnership region in Israel. Do you have any engagement with the teens there?
You know, we're working now with our partners in Israel regularly. We met with them on Zoom a couple weeks ago, and we're looking at ways to bring some of their teens here and help in our camp program. We're looking at ways to do sister or twinning programs with our schools. So we're really trying to find ways at every touch point of age group to find some connection to Israel.
In light of everything that's going on, anti-Semitism, why is it so important to have this connection with Israel?
I think we have a really unique opportunity at the Mandel JCC to bring the idea of Israel and the story of Israel to our community, because our community serves Jews and non-Jews and from all different walks of life. And my theory is, if I can help a young child who's not Jewish understand Jews and Israel better, that is fighting anti-Semitism. And so it's not only about what we can do to get more Jews to go visit Israel, it's about bringing an understanding of how special Israel is, not just to the Jewish people, but in the world, to everybody.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Jesse, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you, Susan. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mosaic Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to Mosaic on your favorite streaming platform and to leave us a review. Want more? Visit jewishpb.org/mosaic, where you can access full episodes of the show. To stay connected with the Jewish community of the Palm Beaches, visit jewishpb.org or follow Jewish Federation at facebook.com/jewishpalmbeach.